Item 5, from the Sustainability Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational report regarding guidelines for electrical appliances and equipment. This item is also considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit, and on January 22nd, that committee received and placed this follow-up report on file on a vote of 7-0. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bennett?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. As mentioned, I'm Gordy Bennett. I'm the Sustainability Director for the Department of Administrative Services, Facilities Management. And I'm here in follow-up to a December 2013 informational report to both this committee as well as the TPWT committee about the draft electrical appliances and equipment guidelines. I want to stress that this is still a working draft, and it may be sometime before we finalize this. But the plan is for a rollout, or a gradual rollout, in which we're looking at perhaps this spring, a rollout of these guidelines. Just a reminder, the purpose of the guidelines, and hopefully they've achieved that or on their way to achieve that with some revisions, is to ensure the safe and appropriate use of electrical appliances and equipment in Milwaukee County facilities. The guidelines were discussed at the TPWT committee in January. We received some valuable feedback in case you did not listen into that particular meeting. The committee at the time suggested that we make the guidelines more concise and easier, maybe perhaps more readable for employees so that they're more easily understood. Also, TPWT recommended that the administration consider budgeting for electrical upgrades, for instance, adding electrical outlets to county workspaces that perhaps don't have enough outlets. I know that is an issue in some workspaces for the county. And I think, as I mentioned, these will be rolled out over several months, and our plan is to communicate with the facilities coordinators and the managers/supervisors to ensure that they're first and foremost aware of these guidelines, that they're coming out, but why we're giving them rationale for, you know, the importance and reason for the guidelines, which, as I mentioned, you know, a big part of that is safety. There could be energy savings, but the primary benefit is creating a safer workplace. And finally, we want to make sure that the facilities contacts and the managers and supervisors know how to enforce the guidelines. At this point, I would appreciate any feedback that the committee has for me.
Questions of Mr. Bennett? Hearing none, we do have one. Supervisor Rainey.
All right, just a quick question. Does the county currently have a mechanism that monitors its energy use, whether it be water or electric? Is there anything out there that keeps track of our use of energy here in Milwaukee County?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, being facetious, that would be me. we do monitor that. In fact, I am compiling for the 2013 water and energy usage is available. I just recently acquired that from We Energies. Unfortunately, we don't have an automated way to do that, or we don't have like a real-time glimpse at that data. But we can, at any point in time, request it from We Energies and, of course, water utilities, the many water utilities that serve county facilities. So
you receive that water utility information as well?
The water data I have a portion of for last year, it was quite an undertaking to track it down. We Energies data would include electric, natural gas, steam usage, I have the data. I was planning to compile it and share it with perhaps this committee at a future date.
And that data reflects all county institutions, not just the courthouse?
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. If there are no further questions by committee, thanks for that report. We'll look forward to the finalized version when you bring it forward.
You're welcome.
That item is informational. Item number 6, please.